And welcome back to the Learn to Code podcast. Merry Christmas, I guess. Today is December 24, 2020. There is a lot of wind outside. I wonder if you can actually hear. I don't think so. It's been like that all the right from the morning. I'm recording this at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I do remember a couple of years ago when I was arriving to Puebla. I was starting a new job. I was trying to keep learning about databases, and I was thinking about dedicating my life to databases themselves. And then time passed, and I got to move to a new job, and I just discovered the entire world of cloud computing and AWS specifically. I've been trying to gain some money doing that, back-end development, but mostly I've been working with the AWS cloud with mixed results because I've been hired to complete projects. And what I mean is that I am basically there just to deploy. And once I deploy the project and some time passes and I don't move to any other activities after the initial deployment, well, AWS doesn't require me to be there all the time in order to for it to actually work. So once my patrons figure out that they don't really need me anymore, I'm just letting go. Well, it happened before. It's not such a big deal. Right now, I'm applying for a new job, working as an AWS consultant or something like that, maybe back-end development, because it goes hand-in-hand, I guess. But the thing is that now with the pandemic going on, it's been really hard to find work around my town. Thankfully, I've been able to have a job for the past months, remote, obviously. The work has to be done remotely now because of the pandemic. But since these cloud projects don't really need me to be anywhere in specifically. So my next professional move in my career will be to keep improving my skills on AWS and focus my attention there instead of trying to build entire projects, because I see that there is a lot of market available for me if I dedicate my life to AWS, at least at this time. And it seems like the AWS consultancy business has been around for quite some time. I'm pretty much new to the market. So I dedicate myself right now studying AWS services. And the basic ones are S3, which means Simple Storage Service, which is basically a network drive, let's say, a network bucket on the internet where you can actually store files and retrieve files from anywhere on the world. At least anywhere with an internet connection. And many people use this to store static data, you know, pictures, movies, text files, and whatever other kind of file, you can actually store it there, similar to Dropbox, but dedicated to actually share the file with a lot of people around the world. So you can create an S3 bucket, it's called, and you can store your files there. And people can actually just retrieve files from there. It's very popular among the learners, people that is actually learning how to code websites, to instantiate or create a new S3 bucket on Amazon, and they just upload their code files, the HTML, JavaScript, and CSS file into a bucket and link the bucket root directly into a domain name, and voila, you already have a website. It's very common. But there are a lot more services out there. For example, EC2, I believe is Elastic Compute, something. I don't really remember all of those names for the services. But you can view it. It's a service that allows you to create virtual machines on the internet, on the Amazon Web Services data centers, and you actually have access to that virtual machine. and you can install whatever operating system you want. Most of the time, you may like to use that virtual machine to host a database sometimes, or maybe an entire LAMP stack inside that instance. Most of the time, you're going to be required to do more complex stuff, depending on the project itself, and the decisions that the architect or the cloud architect is actually trying to get around. But the truth is that there is a lot of services, more than 50 services on the AWS cloud system. There is a DNS service, a domain name service called Route 56, I believe. Which is basically Amazon's domain name service. Very useful if you have machines on your side, or you want to redirect traffic to a specific IP, public IP. You can use that. Another thing that a lot of people use. There is a lot of services actually. We can spend here an entire day just naming them. But the thing is that there is a new service that I didn't know it existed until it was required for a new job that I'm applying for, and that is AWS CloudFormation. CloudFormation is a service that exists not to to fulfill a client-side need specifically. CloudFormation is going to satisfy a new need that was born from the fact that AWS exists. CloudFormation allow me to create scripts using YAML or JSON. And in these scripts, I can define an entire stack of services built within Amazon Web Services. And I define these services on this script and then upload this script to Amazon. And Amazon is going to build the entire stack for me. If I want to replicate the same stack, instead of building service by service and defining everything by hand, service by service, I can just create the script to create the entire stack and then upload that script to Amazon, and the entire stack could be built from scratch without me needing to configure everything by hand, service by service. Very powerful service. And if you are wondering, the first thing that I was wondering with that, with CloudFormation is, okay, what happens after I create the service, just to make it a test? If I create the service, or let's say that I just created an EC2 instance and a S3 bucket, do I need to get into each service and destroy it, terminate the instances by hand? No. You can actually use CloudFormation to destroy the entire stack and avoid AWS bills from basically trying to charge you for the service. Very useful in the case that you just want to make a demo available for a couple of days, maybe. You can just create your entire stack for a project, show your project, and then kill the services right after. Pretty good to basically build a lot of stacks, or maybe you get a new stack and you want to try it out, and you can just download these scripts and upload them directly to AWS, and you can just build your project there. The thing is, at this point in time, I don't really know how to create these scripts, and that's why I'm going to be dedicating these holidays to. I need to learn CloudFormation, because right after the holidays, I'm going to be making a technical exam. So if I don't pass that technical exam, obviously I'm not getting the job. So my mission is to use this 5, maybe 6 days. I don't recall. Let me see. I do have a week, because today is 24th. So the next Tuesday, I believe, I'm going to be until January 1st, 2021. I am expecting to get back to interviews. So sometime in January 2020, I'm going to be presenting this exam. So I do still have a week of holidays, more than enough time to study CloudFormation and probably getting into the DevOps training program on Udemy. So that's basically my plan. And right after recording this episode, I'm going to move there. So Well, that's about AWS. Now, I may like to talk about the course of this podcast. I've been neglecting you. I haven't recorded daily, as I promised. I know that. But maybe if I'm planning to do something different today, and that is moving to record daily, but actually scheduling these recordings in my calendar, in my Google calendar. And I'm going to be changing the format of the podcast because I'm getting really tired of just making it my personal blog or my audio log. Maybe some people in the future are listening to this. Yes, this, my life was very boring, but what do you give? The thing is, I was thinking about changing the entire format of the podcast for the new year. Maybe this is an excellent opportunity to start season two of the show, I guess. It's almost been 2 years for season one, I guess. So I'm going to be changing the icon of the show and the format of the show. And now that I've been having more time to dedicate myself to my hobbies, because I don't really have a job right now, a full-time job, not I do have more time available. So I was thinking about doing this. What if every morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, I record an episode in the format of, let's say, something similar to a Scrum meeting, where I'm going to be answering three things according to myself and focus on learning how to code in a more specific way, because learning to code is so generic. It's not really saying anything, because you can call, okay, coding can be from writing an HTML web page up until driving drivers for a printer in C. So it's way too broad, and I believe that you deserve to at least know what you are going to find on the podcast. So my plan is this. I'm going to laser focus my learning process on something, and then I'm going to tell you directly in the podcast. And every single day, I'm going to have these Scrum meetings with you, and I'm going to be answering three questions. One, obviously, I'm going to start the episode telling you what I'm going to learn. And second, well, that's not the first thing. That's just the title. You know what? I'm learning this. And the three questions I'm going to be answering are this. What did I do yesterday? What did I complete yesterday, basically? And I'm going to tell you, what did I accomplish from yesterday to today? And the second question is going to be, what did I plan to accomplish today? What I'm going to accomplish today in my learning process? That's going to be the second question. And the third question has to be, do I have any obstacles, any impediments? Is there something blocking my way to complete my task? And that's pretty much what's going to be the format of the show. I want to try that for a month at least and do it daily. And once I get into the habit of basically talking to you daily, maybe I can try something else. I want to try with a flexible format that allows me to, it's going to be short. I don't plan this to be running for a long time because it's going to be daily anyway. So spending like 2, 3, 4 hours working on a podcast episode daily, I don't think that's going to be the best use of my time. But anyway, I'm going to be recording daily at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. I'm going to be answering the three questions, which are, what did I accomplish yesterday? What I'm going to accomplish today? And what are my impediments? Do I have impediments? After that, I'm going to be repeating the same process every single day, including weekends, because I don't really plan on stopping learning, pretty much because learning is what allows me to do a lot of things, get money, get a job so I can get money, so I can get gear, so I can keep doing these episodes. And something else that I want to try is interviewing people. I do know some people in real life, and by that I mean, or may I say, I do know some people that dedicate themselves to coding and programming around here in AFK, let's say, in AFK mode. But there are not that many people to allow me to just go to their houses and interview them, or allow them to come to my house and interview them. I do have a couple of microphones here. I really fall in love with the sound of the Leewitt microphones. I really like them. I'm going to add the link in the description if you want to buy one. They are working great for me. And I got a second one. And the second one is just sitting there. I'm using it sporadically or rarely to talk with, because I'm recording a podcast with my wife. But the idea was mine, and she's not really into podcasting anyway, so it's just sitting there. Maybe I should think about getting a co-host for my Learn to Code podcast, but that's going to be in the future. Anyway, maybe I can find a co-host remotely. Maybe if you are interested in getting your story and tell your story for the podcast, maybe we can get something. I'm going to add my Twitter handle there. It's Jorge Escobar at Twitter. I'm going to add my email if you want, or something like that. Okay. So I've been dedicating myself to learn a lot of things during this year. Many of those things were just to get the job. But one thing that I had to admit is that once I got into the job description and the requirements meant very little, because most of the time I was spending my working hours attending to Zoom meetings or Google Meet meetings or Microsoft Microsoft Teams meetings, even the Cisco one. I don't remember the name of the Cisco app that allows me to make meetings. WebEx, I think it's called Cisco WebEx. So I know them all. I had tried them all really good. But the thing is that I am spending way too much time on meetings. And they are not even technical meetings. I'm not talking to any other engineers. I'm not talking about programs. I'm not talking about pull requests. I'm not talking about issues or tickets or answering to bug requests or to bug solving requests, not unit testing, not none of that. I'm just assisting to business management meetings, sort of. So I don't even talk most of the time. I just listen to what everybody is trying to say and just nod, and that's pretty much it. I do believe that my time will be more useful investigating issues within the system, but I'm not the one making that decision, and I do understand that it's really important to spend time with your colleagues, even if they are not into the technical aspect of AWS or whatever. So, very interesting job I got. I got paid in full, so I don't know what's going to happen, because I actually believe that I was going to get let go immediately and just get my compensation check that very same day. I got paid full today, so I don't know. I'm a little confused. I am still having access to my corporate email, but my access to AWS is revoked. So I no longer have access to the stack. I understand that. But it's very weird. I still have access to the main, to the company email, which I believe is weird because I added to a lot of meetings that I don't assist anymore. There are a lot of meetings that are going on. Most of them are, most of those meetings are basically just festivities and virtual parties that I have to attend to. I'd rather not, so... After I got let go last week, I don't really like to pretend that I care about virtual meetings anymore. So why should I bother? I'm there. And a lot of people got let go, by the way. Others were assigned to other projects, to new projects. But I was let go. So maybe I could have done something to stay there, maybe. But the truth of the matter is, once the project is being deployed, most of the work is being done by the backend development sometimes, and the majority of the changes come from the front end. because somebody up there in the executive wing wants to change something. Maybe they want to change how the app looks, but the business logic remains the same, basically. So even the backend is debatable that you need somebody 24/7 there just looking out for changes or requests, or the backlog is added, something like that. So we don't know. Well, I was let go, or at least I was acknowledged that I was going to let go. Starting past a couple of weeks ago, I was let go. I don't know. I don't really have. I do have pending job interviews, but I'm really worried that I'm not going to find anything anytime soon. So hopefully, my savings are going to last me long enough before they run out. Maybe I can get something to do. I was thinking to actually go back to work as a watchman and a janitor at the same school that gave me the job in the first place some months ago. But once that is over, I don't know. I was thinking about building a website for them. It's a school for kids, for little kids. So I was thinking about, you know what, maybe I can offer the owner of the school for, you know what, this website can actually charge the parents for the month, because it's a private school, it's not public. So maybe I can make this website to make to allow the parents to actually pay you without them needing to go to the school to actually get the charge on the credit or debit card. And I believe that will be very valuable for the owner of the school. And maybe I can just charge a little percentage of what I'm planning to charge them. Maybe I can explore the option of creating a school management system, maybe, in the case of them needing to get a record of the grades of the kids. Maybe they want to have a database with the grades of the kids. They are very small, so we are talking preschoolers. So I don't think that it's going to matter great, you know, because preschool in Mexico is not really something that you are going to be asked when you're looking for a job. Most people are just asking, you know what university are you coming from? They don't even ask what your grade there, or you are a valedictorian or something like that. They don't really care. So, see, yeah, maybe just charging the parents for the school service is going to be more than enough to actually sell the service, and maybe charge a percentage. I was planning on doing that with Node.js and maybe React for the front end, because I've been watching a lot of boot camps based on Node and on React, and maybe that's going to be my... maybe if I sell that idea, I can keep an income. As long as the school is charging parents via internet, I'm going to be having some money there. And I can actually sell that same website to some other school, maybe something like that, and make it a service. I need to make enough, not just for myself, but to pay for Amazon Web Services, because I'm planning to actually implement that in an Amazon website, in an Amazon account. So I'm planning to use AWS and all the things that I've been learning to basically keep. So I need to charge enough to ensure that I'm going to be able to keep the lights running. And I don't know. I was planning on charging a percentage for the parents, and maybe that's going to work in the future. But I need to somehow either get the enough money to keep the life running for a time and then move to charging parent by parent, or I don't know. I need to think this through. But the thing is that I need to improve my skills, develop some software, develop the web page, and maybe propose it. There is a lot of things to do there. Anyway, I'm going to be learning now. I've been talking for around half an hour. I guess I should get going. So I'm going to leave you now. Thank you for listening, and Merry Christmas. Enjoy it with your family if you have one. See ya.